He's a Christian rap artist. He's great.
Can you lay down a little bit of it for us? Or you don't have to, but...
I don't know how... Wait.
You're beautiful.
It's like...
Awesome.
Yeah. Face.
There's another one by KB. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, I got a guy that don't change with the seasons. 10,000 reasons he can't believe it.
Oh,
something like that. Ooh, it's really good.
I like that.
Can you spit bars?
This. Yeah, we'll look those up.
Can we do what now?
Can you spit bars? Some Christian bars?
Rapping. That's called rapping.
Honestly, you spit some bars.
I can spit bars.
Gen X, meet Gen Z.
Oh yeah, Beatitudes Nation. Welcome to the Beatitudes, a show for Christian men walking with the Lord and one another, taking the faith seriously but not themselves. We are on location at the DCYC conference here in Frisco, Texas, which is Dallas for the rest of you. And we're doing the popcorn version of our show.
Yeah.
But let's just get it started here. My name is Jeff Shufflebein. I'm one of the dudes. You can see my face up there. I got the medium beard. I'm joined by no beard, Paul Coker.
Hey, that's me.
Hairless. Hey. Although he has amazing hair.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, actually, hair above the head.
And then a guy whose beard grew into his eyebrows, Nick Besner.
No response. Goodness.
And we're joined today by our very new friend.
Emma.
All right, nice and close to the mic, Emma, even though we just literally stopped you walking by. Where are you from, Emma?
I'm from Allen, Texas.
Allen, Texas. And if you are in Australia, where most of our listeners are, we're really big there. Allen, Texas is just Dallas to you.
It's almost Oklahoma, though, right?
Well, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. I just tell people I'm from Dallas, and they're like, okay.
Well,
no one knows
what
where
part,
Allen
and then
is.
They say, what part, right?
What part? And
yeah,
then I'm like,
Allen.
And they're like, what's that? And I'm like,
it's a Tyler, person. Tyler
yeah,
Murray.
Just this
Kyler
guy.
Murray played yeah. football there.
Oh, yeah. True. He played football at my school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray's a big deal. Yeah. He left A&M where we all went to school.
Yeah.
And it was really sad.
It was okay. Depressing.
What parish are you with?
I'm with St. Jude's of Allen.
Awesome.
Makes sense.
You've been to this before? This is your
I
first
have
time?
Been to this. I went last year, but it's my first year on A-Team.
Oh, and what
nice.
Does that mean?
What is it? Go on.
Basically, A-Team is helping. It's like a bunch of kids from different parishes, all teens, 9 through 12, and they're just helping out, like
awesome.
Run DCYC.
So
teen leadership.
The conference is
yes.
for junior high.
Yeah. It's all high
okay.
school.
Okay, but you're just so, helping
yeah.
put it on.
I'm helping put it on. So, yeah, so all these kids my age get to help. There's a music team. We got the activators. We got the animators. So it's really cool that
well,
we get to be
you?
Part of this.
Which one are you?
I'm an activator.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
I could tell. You have an activation spirit.
You said yes to sitting down with three random dudes.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the Beatitudes?
I have not.
Okay. Well, I feel like you are going to activate this crowd
yes.
throughout the weekend to understand. I mean,
yes.
we're only here tonight, so you're going to have a job to do tomorrow, talking about these three strangers you sat down with. Do you listen to podcasts?
I don't really listen to podcasts.
How do you spend your free time when you're doing, like, what do you like to do? What's, like, your
I'm
jam?
A music girl. But I didn't go to part of the music team because it just, I didn't feel like I was called there. But I play guitar, I write songs, I sing. That's my thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
T-Swift Jr.
Would you rather hear a version of our theme music related to like a Celine Dion or a 1980s version or maybe a 70s folky version? Like what, as a music person, or maybe even a Mozart version, what would you like to hear right now that you can kind of judge us on?
Celine Dion.
Let's go for it. Here we go.
Fall wherever you are. Stop right now. It's time for the Beatitudes.
Emma. Emma, how are you feeling right now?
I'm a little taken.
Yeah.
It moved you.
It moved me. That was really good. Was that you singing?
No, the yes. booth right across no. from us is Dave Moore Music.
Dave
oh,
Moore
okay.
is doing the music for the whole conference.
He's our friend.
That's really good.
We know him.
Yeah, he did that for us.
So let me ask you this. Why get involved in your faith and in this DCYC conference? Like, what drew you initially to be a part of this as a young person in high school?
Well, last year in ninth grade, I went to Steubenville. I was born and raised Catholic, but I wasn't super involved with my church. I just went to church every Sunday. Never truly knew what it meant to be Catholic until I attended Steubenville in 2023.
cool.
2022. Yes. And that's where I truly found God. Whenever they brought the Eucharist, they bring it down the aisles. Mm. And that's where I truly found my faith. And ever since then, I've just been finding all the opportunities I can to live for Him. And
was that in
that.
Steubenville, or is that like when they do the traveling Steubenville?
That's, I think it was in Irving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, that's Steubenville Lone Star.
Yeah. My wife still talks about going to the Steubenville Conference in California, you know, when she was a high school senior, so that's awesome.
It's awesome.
She grew up in Lindsay, and she went to California to go to a Steubenville conference.
She did.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all should go. Is that a clog?
It used to be. There was a country over in the eastern part of the globe that made these things out of wood. They were all joyful and blonde. Then the Russians got a hold of it, and they created a look-alike shoe, and they called it a clog. A clog.
Jeff mispronounced it one time.
Oh, my God.
So it's just, he called it a crog.
Nobody
it's
a bit can of prove a running that.
A crog.
We have it on
He
tape.
Calls it a crog. We can prove it.
This oh is gosh. A crog. We actually have a second one behind you over there. Your friend Logan can show you. Point at it. You see the other crog over
oh,
there?
Oh, I yep. see
on
the crog.
On the high top table.
We're actually going to give away this exact pair of crogs to one lucky person as part of a drawing. If the people subscribe to the show, please tell all your friends, the 70 people that are taking selfies. If you subscribe to the show and stick your name and phone number into that little bucket thing.
That's pretty cool.
We're going to do a drawing. It's going to be a big deal.
Big deal.
Get for this. The crogs. Probably a pair of sacrilegious socks, if we're being honest.
Yeah, we'll throw in some socks because we don't know who else has been in the crogs.
Yeah, you want to have socks on when you put on your crogs.
Good idea.
I feel like as an activator, we should just put you in the crogs and have you just float about the crowd.
Oh, that would definitely get some attention.
That was a look of fear.
Pure fear.
Those look painful.
All right, I'm going to ask this in three ways just so you can come up. Do you have a favorite either scripture, favorite song, like a praise and worship song, a favorite thing that gets you like juiced up for the faith? Like, bring it on, Jesus, I trust in you.
Definitely music. Okay. Music. I've actually been into Christian rap lately.
Okay.
It just gets me going. I like KB, there's a song called... it's by KB. It's called Beautiful. Or wait. KB, it's called... Okay, actually, Holvi, song Beautiful. He's a Christian rap artist. He's great.
Can you lay down a little bit of it for us? Or you don't have to, but...
I don't know how... Wait.
You're beautiful.
No, it's like...
Awful.
I saw your face.
There's another one by KB. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, I got a God, don't change with the seasons. 10,000 reasons, he can't believe it.
Oh.
Something like that. Ooh, it's really good.
I like that.
Can you spit bars?
Yeah, we'll look those up.
Can we do what now?
Can you spit bars? Some Christian bars?
Rapping. That's called rapping.
Honestly, you spit some bars.
He cannot spit bars.
Gen X, me Gen Z.
I can spit bars. I'm female Eminem. Female Christian Eminem.
Let's go.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Emma M.
Emma M.
Emma M.
Hi. That's Gummy Bear Jim.
He's the Gummy Bear guy. Logan, do you want to try to rap a little bit more?
I'm not Logan.
You're not Logan.
I'm Emma. That's Logan.
Does she want to?
Do you want to rap, Logan? She doesn't want to rap today.
She doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look like it. Hey, well, we could play a game. We could like each take turns spinning bars and like make a song.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Wait, what's this song going to be about? Like, you're going to get a recommendation from Logan. Logan, what is this song going to be about? Give us a noun.
Just.
It's like Mad Libs. Monies?
Bunnies.
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 Okay.
Bunnies.
Wait, you said bunnies. And then
like rabbits.
Say something super Catholic. I named my kid John Paul. And bunnies. This is Emma M. and the Beatitudes singing, Bunny, I named my kid John Paul.
Okay.
Let me see what track we can lay down here that I don't think we have anything good.
Like a beat.
You know, we have this weird thing. This won't do it, will it?
No, nope. It's too much.
Too poppy.
Yeah.
Too poppy. Jazz? Are we doing a spoken word?
Bunny.
Oh, this could...
Oh, this thing...
Oh, my God.
See?
I'm feeling it.
Feels. Okay, let's do this. We're going to run. We're going to do
this. It's a little fast.
Somebody's got to come in.
I thought we were going around.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can go where I got like, it. You I go got and then popcorn or like okay. whoever's feeling
it. No, I got it. It must be April. You know how I know how. My wife is pregnant again.
This is horrible.
What is that?
Because bunnies have babies every month? Is that what you were going for?
Oh! It took me a little.
I also, it's true for my life.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You got lots of kids. This is...
Our one audience member is dying. You're missing out if you don't know about the bunnies.
Okay.
He's counting. He's got an iambic pentameter ready to lay
no,
it down.
I'm just thinking about it. It's like...
Okay. Somebody's got to come in with something. It could be terrible, Emma.
Yeah.
Emma M.
The bunnies. They're kind of funny. They make the money. And they don't need no... Your
honey.
Turn.
Honey.
Honey. Honey.
And it seems like they're always naming their kids after different saints all the time. They're naming their kids and it don't even rhyme. It reminds me of those weirdos down at the Shuffle Binds.
Yeah.
Bunnies.
His Bunny. Last name is Shuffle Bind.
That's me, by the way. Oh, I'll throw it over to you. Here we go. There's other names that you can give to your bunny. Here's a couple.
I named mine Sunny.
Bang. Yeah.
Saint Sunny. There's two other co-hosts on this show. You wouldn't believe me, but here they go.
All right, here they go. Now here I go. My name's Nikki B, and I'm on my flow. You ain't ever heard about it like this, though. First, I had a side cramp. All right, we'll go with that. First, I had a side cramp, and you know what they said? Don't put that light under a bushel basket. It's a lamp. Gotta get it out there. Shine that bright. Like my boy John Paul II.
John Paul.
Man, he's all right. He was so all right, and we were so tight. I had my third kid after John and Paul. I named him John Paul, and I put it on the wall.
You're out.
I think I'm out. That was gold.
Okay, wow. Emma M has been rocking it.
You know, I used to do Freestyle Fridays.
I knew that.
Really?
This is the first time we've got to break it. I just want to say to
Emma. I think you beat me.
Well, you can give me points if you want. It doesn't matter.
Y'all, I've never side cramped on fake live podcast.
It took me a minute to get back in the flow.
That was good.
That's all our fans.
Nick. But once I did,
Thank
I was
you.
Ready to go.
Thank
now
you.
I can't stop.
All the fans.
Just keep on going and going.
Emma, how did it feel to...
absolutely school us.
Taking us to spit school.
Spit bars.
Bars. That was bar school.
Bar school.
I've never heard the word spit and bars.
Really?
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
I just go up to random kids in the hallway. I'm like, hey, spit some bars, and they'll do it.
It's amazing.
I told this one kid.
She's an activator.
At school, I said, one time we were eating chicken. The chicken was horrible that day. I told him, I said, the chicken's bad. And then he started rapping about the chicken. And
that's
I was
all
like,
you need. You need one word
I
and you're good.
I went in and he was like, the chicken's bad. I was like, yeah. And then he just kept going and we were vibing. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It's awesome.
We're going to play one game with you, activator, and then we're going to get on with it. But this game is not the game that we think. We're actually going to play the smartest... The smartest Catholic alive game.
Yeah, love it.
Uh-oh. Love it. Let's do this.
Hey, friends, welcome by. Can one of you give us a really difficult question to ask that you wish the smartest person in the whole world would answer? Can you just shout out a question for the smartest person in the whole world?
47 times
92. The question, smartest man in the world, is 47 times 92, and we're going to answer this one word at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
So not two words, and not before your turn, in rotation. You ready? Okay, so the question is...
What is 47?
What is 47 times 92? 47.
Times.
92.
Is.
2.
Far.
Away.
For.
Us.
However.
The.
Answer.
Is.
Closer.
Than.
You.
Think.
Indeed.
Is
a
fine
word
and
sup
dude.
Is.
Special.
To.
Us.
All.
1600.
That's.
Bunnies.
And.
Children.
Hopping.
Around.
Indeed.
You didn't even stick around for the answer. That was the answer.
And that is, of course, the answer to 47 times 92.
Yep. I mean, it's not 2,912.
I think it was 1,600. I think I got it right.
914.
Right, so okay. Close.
It's not 1,600.
It's ballpark. If you round up.
From zero?
Yeah, it's closer than zero. Oh, my okay. Goodness. Wow. Emma.
Really,
Emma
M. It won't leave, Emma M. You nailed it.
Alan Eagles.
Alan Eagle. I'm the M&M Eagle.
You're the first
And you
person.
Go to Alan High?
I go to Alan High, yeah.
Cool.
You're the first cool. Human to ever just show up on our show that we didn't, like, have a plan. Like, we've never done this part yet.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
We're
I
usually
feel
in
honored.
A studio. People fly in town. We have security. Like, this is a big deal for us to be out here.
Thank you.
You're also the third female of all time to be
and
on the Beatitudes.
In a row.
Maybe I have the Beatitude to be on the Beatitudes.
That's right.
Oh,
you
you're
got
taking it.
Taking
it to the next level.
She's spitting bars.
I am.
All right, Emma, I want you to, oh my goodness.
You get a side
Jeff
stage.
The side cramp.
I feel like Chris Farley where he starts beating himself. You ever heard of Chris Farley? Emma, we come from different worlds, my
I
friend.
I was born in 2008,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, we do come from different worlds.
It's different. It's different.
That's different.
It's kind of different that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at a youth conference. Is that what the Y is?
Yeah, it's the Y.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought it was diaconate.
No.
Nope.
Diocesan.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Emma. Can you rope somebody? Just tell somebody, go check out the Beatitudes. Tell Logan, sit in the
go
seat.
Go check out the Beatitudes. Comment down below your favorite Krog.
Yes. I love it.
You're
subscribe,
right.
Tell your friends.
Hit the bell for notifications.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing and listen to the Beatitudes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatitudes are welcoming another incredible guest to just join us here, walking, I would say off the street, but it's just in a fancy hotel that we happen to be in. Hey, the podcast that we're on is called The Beatitudes, and it's a show for Christian men walking in humor and holiness to one another.
I'd walk to you.
How fast am I talking right now?
Real, it was a little real, quick.
Real quick.
The pace was up there.
Coffee, gummy bears, and those meatless cookies we had in the break room. This is a Friday in Lent, and I said, I'm not snacking, but I will have some of those meatless cookies. My name's Jeff Scheffelbein. That's it. And this is Nick Besner.
I had meatless pizza.
Yep, and this is Paul Kolker.
I had cheeseless cookies.
And we're joined today by?
Max Muth, and I also had meatless pizza.
Nice. Perfect. Did you say your last name's Muth?
Muth.
Muth.
M-U-T-H.
That's it. I've never heard of Muth.
Yeah, it's. I've only met my own family members with that name, and then random people on LinkedIn.
Do they try to connect with you just because you're Muth?
You're another Muth. Muth.
No, I find them and I see them and I go, that's my last name, and then I move on with my life.
Max,
amazing.
You're Maximilian Muth. Have you ever met another or seen another like online Maximilian Muth?
Oh, plenty. In fact, it's really common. If you look up my name, a lot of my friends will look up their names and you see like their high school sports stats or whatever, and you look up mine and you get a bunch of random German guys.
Amazing.
So okay. It's very popular in Germany.
Yeah, I'd say so. Maximilian's a pretty popular
sure
name.
Sure seems to be.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get into like DCYC and all this stuff, what does Muth mean?
So Muth, from what I've been told growing up, it stands for like spirit or courage. So
Max spirit.
Maximum
yeah.
spirit.
That's
like that.
Pretty legit.
His spirit goes to 11. That's a joke that you're never going to get because you're not my age. Besner, I know we've done this before. Besner means?
I don't really, like, it used to have a T in it, Besner and all this, but I don't know that there was much of a...
Besner means business.
Yeah.
Kolker means...
Kolker was like, it honestly just, it was similar to like folk or something like that. It comes from the same, like it was just like common person.
Yeah, basically there's the polk or that's something.
It. Yeah.
Shuffle by means crooked leg. That doesn't help anybody. It actually hurts people. It hurts a lot.
Yes.
If you have a crooked leg, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine so.
What parish are you here with? Like, tell us you. Who's Maximilian Muth?
So I'm coming from St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Richardson, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a member of the A-Team, if you couldn't tell already.
Oh, this is another A-Team. Pink shirts. I get it now.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't take me more than 3 hours.
Wait, so which one are you? Are you an activator, musical?
A machine gunnist?
I'm an animator.
Animator.
Okay.
There's a pattern here. Animators are willing to stop.
And activators.
Oh, that was
she
an
was
activator.
An activator.
Gosh.
So what is animator, what does that role entail for this weekend?
So the animators, their primary role is praying with people, intercessory mostly. And then also they're the team that does the most stuff on stage at DCYC, such as give testimonies or different events like that. Well, the theme of DCYC this year is a retrospection. So you're looking back on your life. Mine has a lot to do with that, and specifically with DCYC last year. Mm. And I think that's as much as I can say without spoiling a bit too much.
Wow.
Are you in high school?
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school.
How'd you get this mustache?
I know.
Amazing. Not I've been trying to in the Lindsay High School dress code.
Maximilian Muth mustache. Yeah. He's a maximum impact mustache.
He's a maximum mustache.
I'm well past high school, and I can't grow a mustache like that. Like, that's incredible.
I don't know. My family's not known for growing facial hair very well. So
you just went for it?
You're showing off.
Yeah, I'm just showing
off.
Hey,
Dad.
Oh, he's so jealous. He tells me to shave it every single day.
That's awesome.
Just for his own like ego and feeling good about himself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It's like, son, I see a bald spot in your mustache there.
Yeah. Left side.
Okay, to be on the A-Team, you've obviously been to DCYC before.
This is my third time going. My first time was 2 years ago. You were there, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I got a picture with you.
That's right.
This is amazing.
I love it.
And then last year was my first year as a member on the A-Team.
Cool.
And that was an especially impactful year for me, which I'll go over
Could
spill the beans right now.
Nobody's listening anyways.
This won't air until much later.
Can I just say something to everybody who's out here that's wearing pink A-Team shirts?
Yes.
Listen, there's a deal over there that if you subscribe to the Beatitudes, I know you're listening to me, if you subscribe to the Beatitudes, then you can be put into, first of all, you get a sticker. Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
You'll be put into a drawing to get your own pair. There's only one pair, one winner, of Crocs straight from Russia that have our stuff on. These are Russian wooden shoes where they ripped off the Hollish.
Straight from Holland.
And then they went to Fiverr and put our face on there, and somehow they ended up with us. But I got to tell you, we just need you to subscribe. Then you write your name and phone number over there in the Krog box.
Drop it in the box.
Krog box is actually the name of a new app I'm starting. It's where you just listen to cool wooden noises.
Different beats.
Yeah. An animator, an activator. Is there anybody that's like, I'm on the A-Team, I'm the introverter? Like,
unfortunately, you don't get that kind of option.
But no.
You got to get out there.
You've got to be a people person, unless you're like acoustics. In which case, you've got to be confident because you know you're singing, and that takes a lot.
Acoustics. I thought he said goose sticks, which I thought it was like Scarborough Fair. Like nom nom nom. You know,
I mean, turkey leg.
I could go for one right now. Sounds pretty good.
Like it sounds delicious.
A goose stick. No, Jeff, that's a turkey leg.
Dude, I get medieval with it. I don't go high-end turkey leg.
I mean, if you're a peasant, goose stick's probably the closest thing to like a turkey leg
that
you could get. Yeah.
You would have a goose stick.
Just a commoner.
Wait, you took a picture with him. Why?
Because I thought he was cool.
We did the improv.
2 years ago.
Yeah, the improv.
Divine Comedy. Oh,
Divine
Comedy
improv, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was legit.
And I wanted him to do the Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
You won a Toyota?
Well, because there was the Toyota commercial that he was in.
Yeah.
And we wanted him to do a skit involving the Toyota.
Amazing.
And it didn't happen.
But you put it out there.
Oh, I was yelling it all the time. Every single time, audience input, Toyota! Toyota!
That's amazing.
Way to go. Yeah. Well, listen, this is fun. Let me ask you something. What initially drew you in, and what do you hope that as an A-teamer, as an animator, what do you hope that people attending their first DCYC are going to experience at this conference?
Well, what first brought me into being an A-teamer was my first year going, my older sister was actually an animator. And so I thought that'd be cool. That's a nice leadership opportunity, something I could partake in, something that would get me closer to Christ. And then last year, after my experience, I really felt like I needed to come back and share my experience and how it impacted me and how I grew closer to Christ through that. And so that's my primary motivation for being here today, and also to have a good time.
Well, there's a lot of great people to have a good time with that are all wearing matching shirts with you.
Yeah.
This is like a really cool thing to look up and see. Like, our angle of this is awesome. This is the biggest live crowd we've ever had.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You see how tiny this table is?
There's 10 people out there.
We recorded
we're in the tens.
We recorded in a studio that's twice as big as this table.
Oh, wow. That's fine real estate right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Primo. Yes.
Yeah.
I wish I had that much.
There's been a lot of really great people at this table, but now, Max, you've taken it to the highest possible impact and mustache of the year.
Yes. Heck yeah.
On the Beatitudes. I've never seen a high schooler like look like more of a man than all of us. What's your inspiration for people in their walk with the Lord?
My inspiration.
Message, prayer.
Parting thoughts.
I think always pray to our Blessed Mother. She's the greatest source of inspiration for me. I've always prayed to her for as long as I can remember, and things turned out pretty okay. I have a nice mustache anyways.
Pretty okay.
Thanks, Mom.
So I say that, and then also really important, especially for young men, praying to Saint Joseph, as he is the adoptive father of Christ. And so you should always look to him for guidance if you're lost or in need of guidance.
Amen.
A lot of wisdom here. All right, amen. Thank you for being a part of this. We're going to play a song as you transition out and where a new friend comes in. And my friend Max, we will
see you in the Eucharist.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Beatitudes. We are about to have an incredible guest join us. I'm Jeff. That's Nick. I'm Paul.
Yep.
Nailed it.
I narrowly got it. I'm going to start over by saying I actually am Jeff. That's me. I'm okay. The one that's old. So this is Jeff.
Okay.
Nick is next to you on your left.
That's me.
I call him Nick on the left, and he's got big eyebrows. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
His hair really has won more awards than yes. Michael Phelps.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. He's cool. A swimmer. Michael Phelps is a swimmer. Close to the mic, what's your name?
I'm Abby. I'm from St. Michael's Church in Grand Prairie.
All right.
Nice. Grand Prairie.
I know that church really well
because
I'm with the Catholic Foundation as a trustee, and I've done two site visits there because y'all are going to put in a full immersion baptismal font.
So I did not know that. That's cool, though.
You can see the cutout towards the front of your church. You can see where the marble originally in the plans had
okay.
it.
Oh, okay, yes.
Y'all,
yes,
you've got to go check out this church in Grand Prairie. Am I right? Yeah. So subscribe. And
we love a little plug.
That's right. No, the church is so smart because it's a beautiful church, but then it's like going back and putting in the stained glass windows.
Yes.
And I love this place. Somebody was behind you who I don't see now, pointing at you and looking at me and saying, her.
Oh, I don't know who that was, actually.
It wasn't any of y'all. It was a man. It was like a man without a pink shirt on.
Big Mike?
Big Mike
did it.
Was it Big
Anybody
Mike?
Anybody named Big Mike, right. I'm a friend.
I guarantee you.
Oh, my
gosh. His name's Big Mike. That's the person who was...
It was probably Big Mike.
Yeah, he was like, that was it.
Really? Who's Big Mike in your life?
So, Big Mike is one of the adults for our youth group, but he's my friend Michael's dad. And
Mike Jr.
Yes. Well, he's cool. He's cool. He's a cool dude.
Okay. And so talk to us about just your faith journey. We want to hear, like, what grade are you in? And tell us about your faith journey.
Okay, so I'm in 10th grade. I'm a sophomore.
Gosh, I was this poised when I was in 10th grade.
I know, right? Everybody's so well put together around here.
Thank you.
We were all on the CD team.
Not the A team.
And not the CCD team. Just the
C's and
they don't
D's.
Call it CCD anymore, do they?
Used to.
Yeah.
I'm in early college, so we kind of have to keep our grades up. So.
What does that
As
mean?
As a 10th grader,
so I'm taking high school classes along with, I'm enrolled in Dallas College, So I take both.
They're like dual credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You should just run this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll leave. Of faith on the Beatitudes. That part's a little hard to understand. Okay, keep going though. Let's go into like how your faith journey here.
Okay, so I grew up Catholic. I was born into the Catholic faith. My mom really pushed religion and making sure we knew who Jesus was and how much he loved us. And I'm not going to lie, I did have, you know, a dip in my faith where church wasn't my thing and I didn't feel youth group and things like that. But I came to DCYC and it literally changed everything for me.
So
I know, Big Mike, I know.
It was Big Mike.
Yes, DCYC changed my whole perspective on everything, really.
Big Mike, you got a question for our friend here. Do you want to come ask a question on the mic? Big Mike? Mike got the mic? Yeah, do you want to come and just, you want to interact with her person? Big Mike. Okay, well, you're going to end up on here at some point.
At some point. Yes, he has to come on here.
It's only fair.
Yes. I didn't know it was you. That's cool, though. but, yeah, that's DCYC really kind of kick-started all of this.
Was there anything, any moment, something that happened?
Definitely adoration.
Yeah.
Adoration was, oh my gosh, such an experience. I had never experienced. I had gone to adoration, you know, with my mom, and it was just kind of like, it's kind of boring. Like, there's nothing to do, but I never felt Jesus how I did last year. Yeah.
It's like, don't you wish that for everybody, that they could have that adoration moment where they all of a sudden get it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that
spark.
Yeah.
But it's different timing for everybody, and I want to be able to help people along their journey, or, you know, see how far they come and just things like that. So.
Amen.
All right, we're going to answer a question together. It's going to be called the Beatitude Question of the Day. You get the sticker. Okay. You get to keep that sticker for answering this question with us. But the question for today is going to be, what is God teaching you right now in your life? And I'm going to be very honest for a second. Big Mike made me forget your name.
Abby.
Gosh, Abby.
Yes.
Abby.
It's okay. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jeff.
Oh, okay. I got it now.
She puts you in your place.
I'll just play.
Abby, you can go last, but I think what God is, we're all going to answer this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what God is teaching me right now is, I mean, it's like complete abandonment, because I felt myself trying to convince myself I was in a place of trust, but having a lot of friction. And I've almost kind of stepped out into the deep mentality of like, I actually don't know how to swim in this type of circumstance. And I just mean like, there's a lot going on in my life.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff, it's just a lot. And I feel more at ease now because I actually think I've recognized that I couldn't even fake it, that I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a complete abandonment, trust. Gian, now you better put it in there, Gian. Everybody, if you're watching on camera too, Gian is actually filling out so that he can become a subscriber. All right, what is God teaching either one of you right now?
Yeah, mine's similar. It's trust, but trust in God's timing, because there have been plenty of times where I've had these ideas or goals or dreams or plans, and I keep feeling like I'm trying to make them happen, which, nothing wrong with trying your best, right, to have effort and see if you can make things happen. But then if they don't work out, realizing that, okay, well, maybe that wasn't God's time or that was mm-hmm. God's plan at that moment. And now, for whatever reason, you know, certain doors are just opening up that I couldn't have anticipated. And I have asked for them in prayer, but it's taken a totally different shape than I thought it would actually look.
Yeah. It's cool to watch it unravel, too.
Yeah, like thanks.
God's timing.
Unfold.
Unravel. Your life is unraveled.
It doesn't unravel.
Unfold is the word.
I love watching your life unravel.
It's so good.
Trust.
Yeah, I think on a similar vein, I think it's like I've heard the analogy of like, you feel God like moving in you or building something in you or from you, and you think it's like, oh cool, I was this little like shack and now I'm going to be made into a house, and like sometimes God has much bigger plans and he wants to build you into a palace, but a palace takes years to build, so don't worry about the timeline, just trust in that his construction plan is greater than yours was ever going to be. So I've just been feeling that.
Abby?
I think mine's similar, honestly. Yeah. I think I've been having to wait for a lot, and I'm kind of impatient when it comes to things like that, and I just have to trust, like, everything has its time, and everything, you know, it's in his hands, and I just have to give it to him sometimes. So I think that's what I'm learning. It's kind of hard to learn, but, like, I'm learning it right now.
It's not fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't like waiting. I'm impatient, right. But, you know, I'll do it.
Stop what you're doing and listen to the Beatitudes.
Hey, we're about to learn you and who you are, but you're going to learn us first. Yeah.
I'll learn you a thing or two.
Here, we're going to learn. So we're the Beatitudes. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael.
Y'all couldn't get my dad, Big Mike, on here. But
oh, that's Big Mike.
Y'all could get Little Mike, so.
Let's go.
Little Mike.
Mike, are you junior, the third, the fourth?
His name is Jan Michael, and my name is Michael. Ah. So it couldn't be like a second.
Okay, yeah. So not quite.
Not a direct junior, but.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually call you Little Mike or Little?
No.
No, but you just did.
I did.
So now it's.
So we can for the rest of the episode?
You can, because, like, he's Big Mike, and I'm.
You're Little Mike.
So it does work.
Yeah,
okay.
It plays.
It works.
It works.
You know, you're on the A-team.
Yeah.
What's your role?
Activator.
Another I feel activator. Like you're a, what do they call it? The chip doesn't far fall off the tree?
Something like that. Something like
I
that.
I think you mixed it's, around like it four of those
It
words.
Is something like that.
It's Newton's law that the chip doesn't fall far from
The apple.
I think it was the apple.
The apple doesn't
the apple.
Fall.
Continues to stay in motion.
From.
I got it. Because I feel like Big Mike's an activator.
And so, yes.
So Little Mike is also an activator. Bit, yeah. Very good. Very
Your
good.
Dad was like pointing people out. Like,
talk to this person.
Yeah.
Hey,
talk to Abby.
Wait. Everybody walking by real quick. Hold on. Listen. See this?
What you're doing, answers to the Beatitudes.
You can subscribe right there, even if you don't like it.
You just need to stop and listen. That's all.
I do recommend them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Little Mike.
You know, Mike, we all went to Texas A&M, and you're reminding me of an A&M celebrity, and your face is so familiar to me. Anyways.
Mike Evans.
It is Mike Evans.
It's another Mike.
It's another Michael.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
He's going to look it up right now.
Do you know Mike
no,
Evans?
No, I'm feeling it.
I know. I get that
How
vibe.
How you doing?
I get that vibe for sure. Do you know Mike Evans?
I'm about to know.
He's going to be a Pro Bowl. I mean, a Hall of Fame. He already is a Pro Bowler.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
I look like him.
It's tough because he's got a beard now. Like,
listen, you look like college Mike Evans. No, I'm serious.
From when he was in college.
Now he's rich and tough and all that stuff. Like, you look like college Mike Evans.
Yeah. We were in college together. We hung out once.
All right. You
Fun
did.
Fun story. Yeah.
With Mike Evans.
I did. Not
nice.
Long.
You hold off on all these stories. Onion. Hey,
was
Mike.
Was it like an actual like hangout session or was it just kind of like a sesh? Oh, hey, hello.
It was somewhere in between. It was Halloween. I was dressed up as something that's probably stupid and he wasn't wearing a costume. And I was like, Mike, where's your costume? He said, I'm a grown man. I don't need a costume.
Yep. And what are the fruits, like, what do you experience at a DCYC? What does this bring for you and for the people that are here? Especially a first-timer, what's going
to
happen?
Hey, I'm
for
looking
them?
Forward to it. Why?
I will say this, you do have to, like, open up. Mm. If you don't, then you're not going to experience nothing. But if you do, it will grow you closer in your faith. It did for me.
What are the parts of the actual, is it community, is it the mass, is it the speakers? Like, what is it that you would say is, for you specifically, that's really driven some of that growth?
For me specifically, I feel like it was adoration and my youth group leader. She said, open your heart. I said, nah.
Nah.
And then I did anyway, and look at me now, 18.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's so cool.
Man, if you're listening to this, and I'm gonna talk to high school kids and college kids right now for a second, and you hear every person who's come on here talks about experiencing adoration differently because they're at one of these conferences. I would say the same thing for grown men that go to conferences like the North Texas Men's Conference or any of these.
A retreat of some kind.
Yeah, experiencing the Eucharist. And it's always, adoration's always adoration. It's the same body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. But we can often become calloused or complacent.
Sure.
To here it is, it's at my church, or this is what we do for an hour.
It's always available 24 hours a day, like, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually pretty unique for us.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But then you hear these stories over and over. Mike, like, God speaks to you in the Eucharist, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
We got a good crowd here. We're going to be talking to you in a little bit, too, so don't you go anywhere. Mike, as an activator, what do you want? What's your prayer for the people that are walking by right now? We see people that this is their first time. Is this your first time ever? At DCYC,
first time?
Don't put
second.
Your hand up, Josh.
Second.
Fifth?
Time.
Was it your
it's
fifth?
Second
was it first?
Time.
First time.
Your first
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you excited? Okay, I want to hear from you, but I got to tell you something. Little Mike here has a message for you as a first timer. What his prayer is for what you're going to experience here. Mike's going to say it nice and loud for you. We got some gummy bears coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Hey, don't be shy. Don't be shy. These are meatless, if anybody's wondering.
What class?
2000, sir. What class?
Class is 75.
Class is 75. You hear that?
13.
Hold on. 13. 07.
07.
13.
All three young men.
Giga Maggies.
Giga Maggies.
There's an old head right there.
Yes.
An OG.
That's right. Thank you for the gummy bears. Thank you. And for being a good ag. God bless Texas A&M. All right, now you've had plenty of time to think of what you want to say to the woman who walked off.
Really putting me on the spot here.
I gave you like a minute and a half.
I don't know, just like...
Logan.
Open your hearts.
Open your heart.
If you don't, then you won't really gain anything from this.
Get out what you put in.
Yeah, you just gotta hear.
That's awesome. My name is Paul Coker. I'm joined by Jeff Scheffelbein.
I'm holy like a wolf.
And Nicholas Besner.
I'm hungry like a wolf.
And we have a special guest who just stepped in. He's part of the conference.
You're a dude.
You're a dude.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Giometti. And I actually have a joke for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, coming in strong.
Right,
I love
right
it.
Out of the gate.
What happens to the frog that's illegally parked?
The frog that's illegally parked.
Oh, I think I know this.
It gets towed.
It gets towed.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, your whole crew, was this like a bet?
So, I got a little crew of boys here. I want to shout out my boy Will, my boy Big Will, and then my boy Tyler. They're here supporting me.
Nice.
They told me to shout them out, so
Will,
I shouted them out.
Will, Big Will, and Tyler.
Camera 2 is showing off your crew here.
Yeah. Their shirts literally just say crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
wait,
is it your crew?
Where are y'all from? So we're from St. Elizabeth and Seton Parish in Plano, Texas. And crew stands for Confirmed Radically Empowered Witnesses. That's like what our youth group is.
Confirmed Radically Empowered Witnesses.
Love that.
The crew.
You live in it? You
and
live in the crew?
One more time, your full name was?
Daniel Giometti.
Giometti. That sounds Italian?
Very Italian.
Okay, Daniel. Daniel, not so Italian. Is it?
That's more Hebrew.
That's more like, you know, the Bible.
Okay, got it. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Daniel, the dude, Giometti something?
Daniel Giometti.
Giometti. What is your go-to prayer? You need to like, are you free-forming? Like, you need a moment of prayer. You need a moment to reconnect. Are you going Hail Mary? You're going into free-form prayer. You're going, where are you?
My go-to prayer is a prayer to St. Francis because it encompasses, it really just centers me down and it allows me to just approach things from a more like stable position. It really, especially I get stressed a lot, so I can just say a prayer to St. Francis and just
recenter.
Is he your confirmation saint?
He's actually not my confirmation saint, but my dad and I are like great, like really big St. Francis saint like fans.
Yeah, yeah.
So we love St. Francis.
Okay, great. No, that's very cool. I was just curious.
Man, I feel like we're surrounded by the wisdom of youth.
It's amazing. I'm blown away.
Right? Reigniting the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what are you looking forward to most this weekend? We'll kind of wrap it up with this one.
All right, my most looking forward to the live music that we get to do here at DCYC because I like to party. And those the mosh pits here at DCYC, they get really, really fun, and it's Christian, and it's Catholic. It makes it awesome.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what is the Christian version of a mosh pit. You got that one?
No, I don't, but I've seen them up near the stage when they let them loose to just run up to Dave Moore and that whole crew. And y'all go nuts.
Does anybody out here know Dave Moore, the band, the recording artist Dave Moore?
Do y'all know Dave Moore?
He's the guy who jams the music up here. Dave Moore. Y'all can't hear me, huh? Do you know Dave Moore? Is that, ooh, wow. Now you're hearing me, aren't you?
Got a little loud there.
All right, we're going to play a Dave Moore cover. Not cover, but original about our show as we thank Daniel for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Crew is a, let's say it again, a
confirmed radically empowered
witnesses.
Confirmed radically empowered witnesses.
We'll see you and the crew. The rest of you, we'll see you
in the Eucharist.
Check out this song, Daniel. It's going to bless you.
Will you drive down the highway or ride in a horse at the office? Shoveling dirt. Well, maybe you're sick at home. Turn on the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join us at our undersized table, subscribe to the video version of the show on YouTube by typing at, that's the symbol at, so shift and two on your keyboard, at the _ Beatitudes on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.